It's with a lot of curiosity, anticipation, high degree of interest that I am yet again tasting and testing a new coffee. This one again has been sent to me courtesy of Extract Coffee Roasters, who, as you know, last week sent me a couple of beans. One of them was the Rocco Mountain Ethiopian natural process. And then now what I've got and I played with this morning and, got really interesting discoveries yet again is a Kenyan coffee. Kiangoi AB. Now, they've sent me two different packs. One with an espresso profile, which is the one that I've used and played today, and one geared more towards filter. Now, that again is a novelty for me that I've had the same roaster send me the same beans, just with a different profile. So that's kind of amazing because, in the profile lies a lot of subtlety in the roasting profile, lies a lot of subtlety as to what the roaster can do with a bean. Obviously, always trying to stay true to what the bean has inherent, what the region is, and what the process that the farmers have used to process that bean is. So this particular one, and with extra coffee, what's nice is you get a little sheet as well explaining to you what the coffee's about, where it's from, guiding you towards their own kind of taste profile. So I've got this in my hand too, and I'm reading this. It's something I don't normally like doing because I'd like to just discover myself what it's all about. But this was fascinating because, as I said, the same bean, they applied two different roasting profiles, and I just wanted to see how they actually distinguish it for themselves on their palate. First of all, this is the varietal in Kenya. Now, that's very usual for Kenyan SL28, SL34, and Ryuru. What I say 11, I don't know, it's a Roman 2 or it's an 11, I'm not too familiar, although I've come across this bean as well already last month with another Kenyan from Fjord Café, and something that now is cropping up more and more from certain farmers' cooperatives who just farm more than just one varietal. Now, the interesting thing about this is the process. This is a washed process and sun-dried on African beds. Again, the altitude quite high, 1700 to 1900 above meters above a sea level. And one thing I've also haven't come across as a distinction very often is they actually also put the rainfall there. So it's 1600 to 1900 millimeters per annum. Interesting. Interesting to just follow where these beans come from and what the climate is, because obviously the climate is one of the things that you will hopefully taste in a cup of coffee as well. The processing, of course, as well, and the soil. Here, what's amazing is it's volcanic soil, high altitude, and this rainfall that I've just discussed is kind of the optimum growing condition for this. And for people maybe who don't exactly know what a wash process is, so you pick the cherries and then you soak them, wash them, pulp them, and place them in some fermentation tanks for 36 hours. So different to the natural process where the fermentation actually happens on the bean itself because the skin and the flesh, the mucilage is not removed yet. So just a different way of processing, but the profile in the cup, definitely very distinguishable. Now, on a washed coffee, cleaner, maybe just not as gloopy, not as syrupy, definitely a different kind of sweetness, more kind of also a wininess to the Kenyan washed. And what I've played with today, because again, they guide you towards kind of what it tastes like neat as an espresso and what it tastes like in milk. And I just wanted to see if my palate is close to what the roasters there at Extract kind of guide you towards. So I've done a few extractions. I've stopped with 20.5 grams in. I've written it all down. Let me come back to my paper. And the best extraction I got was actually 25.5 grams in, 27 seconds yielding 29 grams of fluid. That was really nice because the first one I did was only 19 grams. 27 seconds yielded 32, bit thinner on the mouth. So for an espresso, I'm looking for something to be a bit more heavier on the mouth. all the flavors coming through. And one thing that in particular strikes me so much with this Captain's Espresso, it's got an amazing long finish. That lovely kind of fruitiness and acidity, very specific to Kenyan coffees and to wash coffees, just stayed and lingered on and on and on. So much so that I was in two minds whether I'm going to, in the same session of trying this coffee, also put some milk to it. But because it's so interesting what they say I could expect in the cup with milk, which is with milk, salty, sweet licorice. And I can relate to that because I've had licorice in the past. I just wanted to see if that's really something that I would also get. Salty caramel. Let me just, as I said again, as an espresso, I'm going to go back to the one, it's now cooled down a little bit, the one that I liked best in my experiments here. And I'm just going to take another sip just to remind myself. It's cooled down quite nicely, which is nice, because as it cools down, more of the flavors come through and you become more distinguishable on your palate. So, yeah, I like this. I mean, I like the wash process. Once you've really delved into the different processes, immediately, even when you grind the coffee, you just know immediately what kind of process that is. Now, the wash gives you a little bit of brightness, a bit of more clarity in the cup, if you want. The mouthfeel is a touch thinner. But this one, this particular extraction, was really nice. So it yielded 29 grams in 27 seconds. So that was kind of really nice. And I like it. As I said, I've just taken a sip and it just lingers on forever. But I'm going to take a sip of the milk and see if that saltiness comes through, because that's really interesting. Now, I've used a bit more than a piccolo normally that I have. It's a 6 ounce. So flat white if you want, although, you know, a lot of coffee shops give you they just say, well, flat white, but you want 6 ounce or 8 ounce cup. So instead of calling it maybe flat white cappuccino, whatever. The important thing is that you know the ratio of milk that you're going to get and what you actually like. Bit like gin and tonic. Sometimes you like more tonic. Sometimes you like more gin in your drink. Makes a different drink. And you just kind of become more and more discerning and more knowing what you like. And then you can ask for what you like. Or even if you're lucky like me, you have all the paraphernalia at home, you can just do your own little experiments at home. Gonna put my lips to that milk drink. I mean, it's just added some sweetness. It's taken off maybe that edge of acidity. Is it salty? Is it caramelly? Oh, I think I need to take another sip. I'm talking too much. Slurping is part of the coffee experience. You've got to do that. I think it's lovely. I mean, caramel, yes. Do you know, and sometimes you get a bit of... there's actually from Lindt, the Lindt chocolate. You get this Lindt chocolate with, I think, 70% chocolate, and it's got caramel little bits inside and a bit of salt. That's what it reminds me of. That caramel, salty, bit of kind of chocolate, not too dark a chocolate, milky. So, yeah, I mean, I can work with that. Whether subliminally I've been influenced by reading it, I've no idea. I can work with it. I like it. I think it's lovely. Especially for me who doesn't like so much milk ratio. It's very drinkable. It's just beautiful. Now, the next thing that needs to happen is I need to also test this coffee, the espresso profile, maybe in a filter, in a V60. And then, of course, go to the other profile. I haven't even opened the bag yet to see the difference in the beans color-wise and how uniform they are or anything. But, of course, the profile I've got for filter would be really interesting. So lots more of experiments to do, courtesy of Extract Coffee Roasters. I think they do take their work very seriously. So thanks again to Lee, to David, to Ashley. I think it's David who's the master roaster there. And I still haven't called them. I need to speak to them to understand their philosophy. That's going to be the next thing on my list.